Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Richie Rich.
And Mark. Joined via remote. Yeah, I was just about to correct that, Mark. So, welcome back, Mark.
I don't know the protocol for like when I pause for that delay. I just didn't hear you jump right in there.
I think good. You should go in the middle, Richie.
Okay.
That does seem to make the most sense. Just okay. Leave Mark last. Just perfect. Sort of forget he's not there.
Perfect.
Right. So coming up tonight's show, man, there's some interesting. It's a Sunday, so there's not a whole lot of actual news happening, but there is a whole lot of interesting stuff to talk about nonetheless, like the eviction moratoriums coming to an end, as well as it's not the eviction. Well, I guess there is an eviction moratorium coming to an end.
It is coming to an end.
But there's also this sort of mortgage forgiveness thing that was going on for like a year. You could qualify for a year of the benefit, evidently, and that 1 year for a lot of people is coming to an end. And they're like, oh, my God. Mark, I need you to back up for your mic. It's the breathing thing again. And so it's coming to an end, and they're like, oh, my God, now I have to pay a year's worth of these notes all at once. How am I going to do this? As though they didn't know that this was going to happen a year later. And I can't feel bad for these people. I can't feel bad for the ones who were forcibly put out of work because the government shut down their industry. But that's not very many of these people, and even then they could have gotten a job in a different industry if they had so wanted. But it doesn't seem like they did.
Well, part of it, too, is they likely thought it was going to be extended indefinitely, right? Like, you become accustomed to government handouts.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, well, where's my government handout? And they're like, well, we're not giving you stuff anymore. I'm like, you have to. You've been giving it to me this whole time. We're still not out of the pandemic.
Yeah, speaking of things that are expected to be extended indefinitely, there's been a lot of pushback. Okay, about the idea that, you know, we need to go back to mandates and mandated vaccinations, or not back to mandated vaccinations, but we need to introduce mandated vaccinations, lockdowns, mandatory masking, and all of that.
There's Delta variant, man. That thing's scary.
Whew. Well, maybe for the vaccinated, but for the unvaccinated, I'm just like, yeah, it's as scary as the regular COVID, I guess. But that's one of the interesting things about the Delta variant is that I think it's Massachusetts where 75% of the people who are hospitalized with the Delta variant are, in fact, vaccinated.
Yep.
So
I have trouble with statistics like that, not because I disbelieve them, but because the pro-vax side will come out with their own statistics that say everyone who is now hospitalized was anti-vax or was not vaccinated and didn't want it.
Right. I mean,
so
that's
you get it from both sides.
What I'm hearing on the national numbers is like 85% of the people that are in emergency rooms right now are for COVID are not vaccinated. So it could go either way on this. I mean, there's certainly outlying cases. I don't know the answer. What I think is that people shouldn't be forced into a medical treatment that's still in the experimental phases. Yeah. We've had millions of people vaccinated, and we have some notion of what that means and how dangerous it is. But and it has some danger, but it doesn't seem to be as dangerous as COVID. But I don't know that I agree. Go ahead.
I've had COVID, and I was just fine. And
right. I'm talking about COVID. I'm not talking about your case of COVID. I'm talking about all the cases of COVID and how many people die from it and these sorts of things. And what appears to be the case is that that the vaccination is less deadly than the disease, which is a good thing.
Okay,
but
fair. I'll give you that.
What we don't know is whether or not there are long-term effects to any one of these vaccines. We just don't have any clue on that. It hasn't been tested for a long period of time. And I think that people should be able to make their own medical choices and decide whether or not they want to take things that are experimental or not.
That's
generally, my rule is I like things to be 40 years old. I like medications that are 40 years old. So we have some notion as to what this does. But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to point a finger at somebody who decided to get the vaccine either.
I'm also not, but we're in the minority there. A lot of people do want vaccine mandates. Evidently, this opinion piece from, it's syndicated to the Drudge Report from the Washington Post, says, in recent weeks, calls for vaccine mandates have increasingly been heard. In a column headline, "Stop Pleading with Anti-Vaxxers and Start Mandating Vaccinations," which is a headline that I love. Stop trying to reason with people. Stop trying to convince them and just force them to obey.
Right. The Antifa folks certainly went from "we're against fascism" to fascism pretty fast, didn't they?
Well, that's certainly not surprising.
I mean, like, that's what it is. We're fascists. We're just fascists for the crap we believe in. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is America. This is the world today. You know, everybody wants to hold up the flag about how they're the good guy, but everybody, you know, the vast majority of these people are trying to force something upon you, whatever it might be.
Here's the problem with that force the vaccine position. Right. They, those who want everyone to be vaccinated, like to point the finger at the unvaccinated and say, you're the reason why we're having these Delta variants. You're the reason why the numbers are picking up. But
that doesn't seem to be the case, though.
That's true. It is not the case, because from the beginning, right, even before the Delta variant, the vaccine was, you get the vaccine, you still can carry it, you still can get COVID, your symptoms will be less, right? And but now everyone wants people to get vaccinated so it doesn't spread. But the vaccinated people can still get it. They can still spread it. And it has nothing to do with your vaccine status. So it's a non-issue.
Why they were able to roll out these mRNA vaccines, as they call them, the reason they were able to do that is because they've been experimenting on how to get rid of the common cold for a very long time. But the fact is that this vaccine is worse than a common cold for many people, so it wasn't ever worth bringing out. So now it is apparently worth bringing out, and they're, you know, they're acting like everybody's got to get it. This is, it's, you know, forcing somebody to get experimental medical treatment is crazy.
It is, and you know, they did say at the beginning that the vaccine wasn't going to actually give you 100% immunity to COVID-19. But that being the case, what the hell is the point of it?
Symptom reduction. It was always symptom reduction.
But everyone aged like 12 to 65 has relatively minor symptoms anyway, unless they have some underlying health condition that the latest I've seen will still cause COVID-19 to affect them just as hard, whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated.
But if you are concerned about, like, it's likely that I'm going to get this, I don't want to get hospitalized, right, you get the vaccine. Because then even if you do get it, which is highly likely that you will, the symptoms will not put you in the hospital. It's still going to be bad.
It's still not likely to put people in the hospital, though.
But but there are people that are concerned.
Okay.
Right? Like, there are people that were hospitalized. There are people that have died from this. And if you're going like, well, I don't want that to be me, the easiest way to prevent you from being that is to get the vaccine. But you don't have to force it on anybody. You just get the vaccine, go get your COVID, and then survive it like everybody else does.
So the Washington Post's Max Boot implored President Biden to, quote, stop making reasonable appeals to those who will not listen to reason. Former Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius lamented that, quote, we're going to tiptoe around mandates, and she's kind of over that. A coalition of medical professional organizations, including the American Medical Association, has asked for all healthcare and long-term care employers to require their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Meanwhile, there's a top-down push to get reluctant citizens vaccinated. The White House and the Department of Education partner with colleges and universities on a COVID-19 college vaccine challenge. On Monday, the Department of Veteran Affairs became the first federal agency to mandate vaccinations for more than 100,000 of its employees. On Thursday, Biden announced that civilian federal workers must be vaccinated or submit to regular coronavirus testing. So basically, they just want to make life as miserable as they can for people. And I mean, they telegraphed this a long time ago, right?
Oh, yeah. And we were all conspiracy theorists for calling.
Yeah, but I mean, they were open about it. They're like, in order to get people to get vaccinated, we have to offer them the ability to take off their masks, to go to work without having to get tested regularly.
And then 2 weeks later, they said, put the mask back on and stay home from work.
They did, and I wasn't surprised by it. But a lot of people are saying no. There are protests going on all over the world, and Governor DeSantis in Florida actually forbade schools from mandating masks. More coming up. It's
hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversation, that's 603-283-6160. And I actually have a news article that I want to get into later about censorship and this Australian news outlet that had its YouTube channel suspended, because we face that repeatedly here on Free Talk Live. But that's why we started putting our video archives on Library, and we've been doing that for years. Library is uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website, to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now live streaming every night and posting our video archives permanently on Odyssey. And you can find all of that at video.freetalklive.com. Coming up this Wednesday, of course, there is going to be another topless episode of She Talk Live, streamed only to Odyssey. You can find it at video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We got Sam calling from Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello, Aria. I just thought it was interesting the last She Talk Live where you were talking about protesting that restaurant that was discriminatory.
Right. I don't have a whole lot of memory about that. If I recall correctly, it was that this trans woman went into it wearing a skimpy outfit, and they were told that, and she was told that she couldn't stay there, after which her roommate went back to the restaurant wearing a much skimpier outfit and ran into no difficulties whatsoever.
And I just remember you joking about the fact that you were talking about you might want to go protest that at some point.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't really do it because I don't care that much about this this random restaurant in Vermont.
Was it a local restaurant? Oh, okay, Vermont. Okay, close enough.
It was. I don't remember the name of it, though.
Okay.
Do you sound...
Henry's. It was called Henry's, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I just thought it was funny.
Okay, cool. The chance of a protest isn't really happening. You know, it's not worth it to me, first of all. I think I said something like, we should do a free She Talk Live after show there, topless, and see what happens, or something like that. But they ended up changing their policy so that it was pointless for us to do that in the first place. I don't remember all of the details. I mean, that was last week, so we'll get into something this week at video.freetalklive.com.
Now, the real question is, should the restaurant be able to discriminate based on whatever criteria they choose?
I would argue that they should.
Yeah.
But we've also got Bishop Monavok calling. Bishop Monavok, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. This isn't my first time calling. I called a while back. I was the homeless priest with two girls living in his car. I wanted to thank you guys for the nice things you said. I went off the air. But that's not why I'm calling this time. Mine is a response to Jerome, who called into your show, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and I just couldn't get your number up in time to get on air.
Sure.
About suppression of the vote in Georgia. I don't believe it that these laws are being written to suppress the vote. It's real simple. If you want to vote, get up, leave your house, go vote. It's not that complicated. They're not hiding the election date.
In the middle of a pandemic, though, go out, mingle, have a super spreader event at a voting facility just to get your voice heard.
Well, a lot of people voted by mail because of exactly that concern.
Yeah.
But I have issues with the mail-in ballots.
Our lives.
Trust it. If you trust it, great. But
I don't trust any of the voting system. Like, there is no part of the American voting system that I have any trust in whatsoever.
I trust my vote.
Well, I can give you definitive
proof. Do you
trust
that your vote will be counted accurately?
Well, once I die, I can vote Democrat again.
Okay.
Let me explain to you why, Bishop Monavok, I have no faith whatsoever in the system. I ran for sheriff last year. Yeah, it was last year. And one of the towns that voted was Westmoreland. Westmoreland has a population of about 1,700 people. And the number of votes that were cast for my opponent in this town of 1,700 people was more than 7,000. And this is in the official record for the state of New Hampshire. Now, this is just one little local election in one little county in one little state, but if it could go wrong in one place and no one catch it except the losing candidate who's just like, haha, yeah, there's more proof that this entire system is screwed up. Imagine how often it happens elsewhere where someone accidentally adds a zero to something or accidentally changes a four into a seven. Or even not accidentally.
I would like to see these laws pass. There is voter fraud. Everyone keeps saying that these laws are being written to suppress the Democrat or black vote. No, it's to strengthen the elections to keep Democrats and Republicans from cheating.
So Ernest Hancock was at dinner with us tonight, and I always like his view on voting. Still voting? Like, is that the best you got? Like, can we do something else to advance freedom and liberty besides, you know, voting for Republican, Democrat, or other, and then trusting them to count it accurately?
I think that voting is important because then people, at some point or another, they come to the conclusion that it isn't sufficient. I think that's exactly what it's important for, Richie, is that we can take a look at what happened for the Trump voters out there. And I can tell you there was fraud in the presidential election of 2020 because I believe there was fraud in every presidential election up to that point, too.
Yeah, sure.
Was it pivotal and important? I don't know the answer to that. But things that, you know, just what Aria is looking at right there, she's, you know, she ran for office and she knows for without a shadow of a doubt. And I agree with her, having used to live in Westmoreland, that, in fact, there was no way that 7,000 votes were ever cast there. And if that's the math, if they counted those 7,000 votes as 7,000 votes, then the system's screwed.
Well, in the case of this election, it appears that a clerk meant to enter 7,771 or 710, and they accidentally added another 7, or they added a 0 to the end. It's unclear which, but it was a clerical error. But that just highlights more flaws in the system, is that a single clerk can make an error, and that could almost single-handedly sway the outcome of an election. That takes me from losing by about 20% to 80% to closer to 28% to 72%.
Right. So you see this entire flawed system, and you're trying to show people that, hey, look how bad this is, but look at the result. They're trying to pass laws to remedy it. They're like, well, this is bad. What we need to fix this is a law. Right, we need to make it either simpler or more difficult or whatever it is, but the system's fine. What we need is more laws to make sure it's effective as we want it to be. And that's where people end up. They don't end up going like, well, this is dumb and we should figure something else out. They go like, well, it's flawed, but it's our system and we got to pass a law.
Bishop Montebach, thank you so much tonight for the call. You make an excellent point, but I think one of the things Mark was talking about with the Trump voters and their disenfranchisement is, even if there's no fraud in these elections whatsoever, a lot of the population still didn't vote for the one who won the election.
Yeah.
And they're being ruled over by this person that they didn't choose.
Right. So let's get rid of that entire system. Not fix it or remedy it or modify it in some form or fashion.
I couldn't agree more. In my opinion, the entire system is broken, and we should find an alternative that doesn't rely on, you know, forcing our neighbors to comply with what we want them to do. But maybe you think differently. Maybe the system is fixable. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The United States still leads the world with total infections of the coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University.
On Saturday, the CDC reported an increase of over 100,000 cases. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci said the vaccines are working against the Delta variant.
If you're vaccinated, you're much, much more protected against getting infected than an unvaccinated who is completely vulnerable. So you have a degree of protection against infection. But the critical issue is that if you do get infected, the likelihood of your getting a severe outcome of the infection is very low. It is much more likely that you will be either without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. So the vaccine is doing what you want it to do. It's protecting people from getting sick.
This is USA Radio News. In Tokyo, Caleb Dressel has been setting records on the final day of Olympic swimming. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
The United States continued to collect medals on the final day of the Olympic swim meet. Caleb Dressel earned his fourth gold medal of the games when he won the 50-meter freestyle, setting a new Olympic record in the process. Bobby Fink surged on the final lap of the 1,500-meter freestyle to grab another gold, the first for the U.S. in that event since 1984. The women's 4x100-meter medley relay captured a silver medal, just 0.13 tenths of a second behind Australia, who also set an Olympic record with their win. And the men's 4x100 medley relay set a new world record on their way to another gold. Caleb Dressel swam the butterfly leg of that event, claiming his fifth gold medal of the games and becoming just the fifth swimmer to win five golds at a single Olympics, joining Michael Phelps, Mark Spitz, Matt Biondi, and East Germany's Kristen Otto. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join the conversation. Talk about whatever is on your mind or talk about whatever we're discussing. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Rich, and Mark. And before we started talking about voter suppression, we were talking about the possibility of vaccine mandates either at the local level, the state level, or the federal level.
If you want your life back, get jabbed. That's it.
They have to be coming, right? Because the media for the last year or so, they've been telegraphing the sort of next step, you know. And it just feels to me like they're telegraphing the fact that vaccine mandates are coming.
What I don't like hearing from mainstream media sources is the fact that the vaccine is safe. Like, I know, this is 100% safe. Just go ahead and get it. What are you waiting for?
But it's not 100% safe, for
right.
Sure.
But they're trying to pitch it as that, as if there's no negative side effects to concern you that you should be thinking about and making the correct medical decision for your life.
So this author says if these efforts lead to a de facto national vaccine mandate, it will backfire. Americans from all walks of life resist being told what to put into their bodies, and many will resent any politician or institution that makes them get vaccinated, creating a crisis of legitimacy for any government, university, or business that forces constituents, students, or employees to get vaccinated. I think he might be a little optimistic there, from what I can tell. There aren't very many employees who are willing to resist their employers' demands, but just
Got to get
There's paid. A big difference between the employer and the government.
Ironically, if it was the other way around, it might be easier, right? Because for a while, the government was pitting themselves against the employers with the employees, right? Like, we'll give you this money to stay home, and then no one wants to go back to work. But if the government says, get vaccinated or else, and your employer says, get vaccinated or else, there's no opposing forces to pit against each other.
Good point.
You're a working man.
So there's been a lot of hand-wringing about partisan vaccine resistance. According to a recent Economist YouGov poll, 29% of Republicans say they won't get vaccinated compared to 4% of Democrats. But that doesn't tell the whole story. In mid-June, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, when parents of children ages 12 and under, the youngest group authorized for vaccination, 12 and older, were asked by Kaiser Family if they would get their children vaccinated, 18% said they would wait and see, 10% said they would if required, and 25% said definitely not. As 538's Jeffrey Skelly explains, unvaccinated Americans tend to be younger and more likely to be a person of color. The situation we're in is not just because of politics, but also because of access to the vaccine and broader skepticism of the healthcare system.
Yeah, so take the vaccine into the inner cities.
Yeah,
there you go.
I don't know that accessibility is even the issue. I mean, granted, I'm here in New Hampshire, so I don't know what things are like in Mississippi, but if CVS is carrying the vaccine, and the one here certainly is, I have to imagine that most CVSs in the Deep South are carrying the vaccine as well. People just don't want them.
I would hope so, yeah.
As Maya Goldenberg, author of Vaccine Hesitancy, Public Trust, Expertise, and the War on Science, argues in a recent blog post, many of the vaccine hesitants are well-educated, work in the healthcare industry, and have questions about how effective the vaccines are at stopping transmission, whether they're safe to take during pregnancy, or if they impact fertility.
You think that would be a signal to the rest of the people, right? If the healthcare industry is going like, well, we're not really too sure about this.
You would think, right? But, you know, you've got some doctors out there saying it's perfectly safe, and you've got other doctors and nurses who are like, you know,
yeah,
it seems safe, but we don't know a whole lot about it.
I wouldn't trust the doctor saying it's perfectly safe. There's nothing perfectly safe.
I mean, what they used to say that smoking cigarettes was perfectly safe.
Sure.
But this is the same industry that used to use electroshock therapy, and, you know, the doctor would come to your house and give your wife a lobotomy. It's like the medical industry's history is not that good.
True. And again, just saying it's 100% safe just flies in the face of all medical, especially new drugs getting released.
Yeah, even aspirin isn't 100% safe.
The list of side effects are long and weird in some cases. And you go like, well, but this vaccine, right, perfectly fine.
Sorry, Mark, I had you muted this entire segment. Are you still with us? I'm sitting there like, why isn't Mark saying anything? He's being so quiet.
Right, I was just typing up something, you know, giving my best because it didn't look like I was going to be able to do the show tonight. Yes, I have lots of things to say. In fact, I have taken two vaccines at this point, and, you know, I can tell you that they're in Sarasota, Florida, trying to drum up business. As you walk into the Publix, they're like, hey, want a free vaccine? Free vaccine right here. Come on.
And you said you've taken two vaccines at this point?
Right. So I
two COVID vaccines?
That's correct. I want to go on a cruise with my mother to Iceland, and you only can go to Iceland if you've had the vaccine. Not only do you have to have the vaccine, but you have to have it for 14 days. And I didn't know that second part at the time that I got my first vaccine. So I
get
came
your
and I
jab
got my
if you want to participate in society.
That's right. That's I got it. my first Moderna shot, and then less than a week later, I got the Johnson & Johnson shot so that I would be within the 14-day window. Now, I got, you know, for 36 hours, I was sick from the Moderna shot. I was certainly sicker from COVID. And
this is a guy
who
doesn't take a flu shot because he gets sick from it.
Why don't you just get the Johnson & Johnson one and the first time and be done with it?
Because I didn't know that it was available. And a friend of mine had taken the Moderna shot, and it had cleared up his memory fog from long COVID, which I had too. And I wanted to see if that would do that. And it is cleared up, but my memory still stinks. So now I forget things in a different way than I forgot them before. Not particularly useful. But the Johnson & Johnson shot, I mean, I barely even had a sore arm. It was nothing. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be the same for everybody, but it's an entirely different type of vaccine.
But you made an informed medical decision based on the level of participation in society that you wanted to have. That was what it was about. Yeah.
It was about the trip to Iceland more than anything else. I figured enough people had gotten the shot and they didn't drop dead on the spot, so I'll go ahead and do it because, you know, mom doesn't want much in this world. She wants to go to Iceland. She wants to go to Antarctica. That way she can say she's been on every continent and she likes Iceland. It's a pretty place. So
my mom and my stepdad got the vaccine for similar reasons. They like to go on cruises. They're retired. They want to travel. No other country lets them in unless they get the vaccine. So what do you do? Yeah.
What do you do?
It's frustrating, right? But, I mean, if people are willing to just get the vaccine in order to participate in these things, then, you know, that just shows that what they're trying to do is working.
Yeah. Well, that's and Aria, that's the thing is that what I often feel from libertarians is, why don't you stand up for every freedom issue every time? Well, I'll tell you, when I get on a motorcycle, the rare instance that I might, I wear a helmet.
Sure.
When I get in a car, I put on a seatbelt.
But you didn't get the vaccine because you wanted one. You got the vaccine because governments around the world held out a carrot that was attached to a stick and you wanted the carrot.
Yes, I want to live my life, not fight and die for somebody else's freedom.
Okay, but that's unrelated. But you did not want the vaccine.
That is the reason.
No, you did not want the vaccine, correct?
I didn't particularly want the vaccine, no.
Okay, but you got it.
He was incentivized to get it.
Yes.
I want the carrot.
It's human motivation, man. You can get anyone to do anything if you incentivize them properly. That's why they started with small things. Well, here's a gift card to Applebee's, right, if you get the vaccine.
And now they're giving away a car.
Right, yeah. But it's escalated because they've got everyone who was going to get vaccinated with the donut gift card, and now they got to go up to, like, well, donut wasn't enough for you. How about a Mustang, right? You know? They'll find
I'm gonna
a price
hold
for
out. Yeah, sure. Everyone has their price, but I'm going to hold out until they offer a price that I'm willing to accept.
My freedom, tax free for the rest of my life.
That wouldn't be enough.
That wouldn't be enough. Tax free wouldn't be enough for you.
That wouldn't be enough. No.
Okay,
it'd be plenty for me. I'd go get another shot.
What is your price? What is your price? What would it take for you to get the vaccine? What do they have to come up with?
For me?
Anybody. I'll throw it out there. And now that we're going to break, I'll throw it out there. Call in.
I'd have to give it some thought about myself at least. I mean, what would it really take for me to actually get the vaccine? I don't know. What would it take you, listeners, if you're holding out? Are you holding out for the Mercedes-Benz little gift?
If not a carrot, they're going to come with a stick.
Yep. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets,
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Rich.
And Mark.
Okay, I didn't know if you were back, Mark. I heard you disconnected accidentally, presumably at the end of the last segment. So welcome back, Mark. So Fritos Phoenix is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. Get today's headlines all in one place from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find this and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Mark, when is your cruise?
I think it's in like 3 weeks.
Okay, yeah. So
you could have gotten the second Moderna shot and been like, okay.
No, I would have had the second Moderna shot and had 8 days.
Oh.
It had to be 14. And Lord knows, I do not want to get to Iceland, and then they're like, sorry, you need 6 more days before you can get on the cruise. I will strangle some, Swede.
Sure.
But you have 3 weeks, though. So you could have gotten the second Moderna shot when you got the Johnson & Johnson one and still
have it. You have to have a certain amount of time between the two Moderna shots. I don't know what that time frame is. But
28 days.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's almost okay. So you would have had to have known about this... Like 8 weeks in advance, okay. Yeah.
I didn't know it was like a 4-week wait between shots.
Yeah.
I didn't either, but I thought it was more like 20 days or something. Okay. But so on Thursday, the Post, that's the Washington Post, reported an internal document at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that cited concerns about the effectiveness of vaccines in preventing the contraction of the Delta variant of the coronavirus.
Still going to get the Delta variant.
On Friday, the Post reported on an analysis of CDC data from Massachusetts finding, quote, that 3/4 of the people who became infected were fully vaccinated. Not only won't mandates resolve many citizens' concerns on these issues, they could lead many to feel that their concerns are being overlooked. Furthermore, researchers have found that in some cases, vaccine resistance can be an expression of what the New York Times describes as an ingrained moral preference for liberty and individual rights.
Absolutely. The liberty and the individual right to choose what goes in my body.
Yeah, so I've had the opportunity now to get a vaccine for at least 7 or 8 months, and I've just chosen not to. I made that choice.
See, but you've also got some level of natural immunity.
Yes.
Because we've had it.
And from what I can tell, from everything I've seen, natural immunity seems to be better than the artificial immunity caused by the vaccines. For example, as far as we can tell, I probably can't get COVID again. But that doesn't really help the vaccinated any.
Here, I don't know if you guys covered this, but there was a story out of Britain, I think, England, the UK, and they're doing the vaccine passports. But they did some testing. And people who were given the placebo during testing are being granted passports as if they are immunized.
I have not seen that.
Oh, my goodness. I will find the article then at the next break.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's worth discussing.
So they're admitting that it has nothing to do with immunization at all. It's just whether or not you complied with the government's demands to get jabbed with something.
And the more that government flexes its political muscles to urge or enforce vaccine compliance, the greater incentive there is for populist politicians to push back, reinforcing the idea that the fight over vaccines is a fight about individual liberty. Well, it didn't have to be that way. Mandating vaccines should have just, never been on the table, in which case it would have never been about individual liberty.
Yeah.
Earlier this month, not long after Biden floated the idea of a door-to-door vaccination outreach effort, Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado rallied the crowd at the Conservative Political Action Conference, saying, "Don't come knocking on my door with your Fauci ouchie. You leave us the hell alone."
Yeah, and she's the gun activist representative, so she's armed in some form or fashion.
Is she? I didn't know that she was.
Oh yeah, no, she's like one of the she's pro 2A. She was the one that was fighting to be allowed to carry her concealed carry firearm into the Capitol.
Nice.
Yeah.
The debate is also about how much faith individual Americans have in the information they're given. When Pfizer's CEO announces that its coronavirus vaccine is 96% effective up to 2 months after a second dose, but only 84% effective 4 to 6 months after the second dose, on the heels of suggesting that a third booster shot may be needed, that raises alarm bells among skeptics. No, it does, as it should, but hearing all of that and going, I don't think this is worth my time, doesn't make one a skeptic, it makes one reasonable.
Yeah.
If after 6 months of this it's only 84% effective, that's probably about the same rate you get with actually being immune to COVID from, having gotten it before. But what is it like a year from now? 70% effective? And that's forgetting the fact that, the COVID-19, it's a coronavirus, it's a cold, it's constantly evolving. So it's absolutely absurd. It doesn't just raise my alarm bells. It makes me glad that I made the decision I did not to get this stupid thing. When the CDC goes back and forth on its mask-wearing guidance, loosening recommendations in May and tightening them again now, it invites the charge that public health officials are winging it rather than making evidence-based calculations. They are winging it.
They are winging it. One of the best arguments I heard against that is, in this instance, right, this is how science actually works. It just so happens in this case it's being done in the public eye, which makes it look like they're winging it. I go, okay, fair, but if nothing is ever settled, right, then you can't force me to do anything, right?
Right.
You let me make my own choice based off the information that I have available at the time, and then you respect my decision one way or the other.
That's how I would absolutely take it. Like, I don't have an issue with the CDC going, there's new data, there's a new argument to be had, and we need to put the mask back on. I don't really mind that as long as they have the data and the evidence there to support it.
And if they don't force me to wear the mask, if I choose not to.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to have that information in the first place.
That's why it looks like they're winging it.
Yeah. At a minimum, public health officials have to better educate the public about why the available vaccines are still being distributed with only an emergency use authorization from the FDA rather than full FDA approval.
Because it has to get tested, and they can't rush it out if it has to go through full FDA testing. Those drugs take decades.
This is really important, is that they've spent almost a century telling us that there is no drug that is safe, not even for terminally ill people. Dying of cancer, dying of AIDS, it doesn't matter. There's no drug that's safe unless it goes through the FDA's entire process. And now, within the last couple of months, they're threatening to mandate a drug that hasn't come anywhere near the FDA standards.
And people are begging for it. Like, a lot of people go like, get those people vaccinated so we can get our lives back.
That's how fascism works.
Studies have found that mandates can provoke anger rather than encourage resistors to get vaccinated. Shocking.
Yeah. Go figure.
Well, when you stop reasoning with people, or when you stop trying to persuade people or entice people, and you just put a gun to their heads and make them comply, yeah, the appropriate reaction to that may in fact be anger and not eagerly jumping in front of the needle.
Yeah, and that's also why it looks like it's a political issue when it should still be just a medical issue.
The implementation of European-style incentives that make life more convenient for the vaccinated and less convenient for the unvaccinated could risk fostering greater resistance.
Which is what they want.
There's no reason not to wear a mask. There's still plenty of reasons to wear one, they go on. I'm not sure I agree. I mean, there's no reason not to wear a mask other than the discomfort and the unpleasantness of it, but there aren't really plenty of good reasons to wear one that I've seen.
Not at all.
In December.
Oh, I love wearing a mask. Look, when I was in Honduras recently, I had a big floppy hat and some large sunglasses and a mask over my face because I knew that this was one of the kidnapping capitals of the world, and I didn't want to be seen as a Westerner wandering around out there. So, and frankly, I kind of like sometimes in certain situations being able to put a mask on and hiding who I am. I like that we have normalized masks here in America. I think that's a good thing.
To an extent, I kind of agree with you. Being able to openly hide your identity and not have that immediately make you suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's a good thing.
Having been pulled over a number of times for driving with a mask on prior to COVID. Yeah. Good deal.
Well, but I mean, prior to COVID, if you walked into a bank with a mask on, you weren't going to make it to the teller.
Right.
Before you were tackled by security. Now, you know, no one's going to bat an eye about it. The same is true of gas stations and stuff like that. But that's
which makes it more dangerous and more susceptible to that sort of activity.
Yeah, that's fundamentally different from, you know, forcing people who load tractor trailers all day out in 90-degree temperatures in Memphis, Tennessee, to wear masks all day while they do their job.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I feel terrible for those people that have that as a job, and I feel bad for them. I wish that they didn't have to do that.
Well, someone has to do it, right? And I don't feel bad for them that that's their job. They probably get paid.
I'm not wearing the mask.
Okay.
The mask, sorry.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's inexcusable. And the same is true for people who work in kitchens and stuff like that. Some of these contexts are the suffering caused by wearing a mask is so horrific that it's just not worth it. Maybe I'm wrong. You can correct me. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.